Hi guys, I'm Mercedes and I'm a senior at Pierce High School. I'll be attending Baylor University in the fall. Looking at me on stage, it can be easy to assume that I have it all together and that everything is going great in my life. But let me be real for a moment. For me, high school had some up and downs that I'd love to share with you. I grew up in a Christian household with parents who loved me and always wanted the best for me. While all they wanted was for me to try my hardest, I wanted perfection in my life. My childhood was marked early on by my own high expectations of how I should perform in school or sports, and even with friends and family. And when I fell short, I let it define my worth and God's goodness. I started to question God even more when my parents separated for a few months. Why would someone who wants the best for me have my dad go away? Why me? Was I not good enough? Turns out these questions were answered during this period of doubt. As I spent time with my dad, I realized that God was working in his life and this was all part of God's plan. God had a good plan the entire time. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." God in his goodness allowed my dad to work on his faith, forgiveness within the family to occur, and for him to come home. Middle school was a rough spot where I got made fun of for being too Christian, even though behind the scenes I was not pursuing a relationship with God. Going into high school, I decided to continue school volleyball and club volleyball and made the freshman A team at my school. At that time, I thought this was the best thing that had happened to me. I had a new set of friends and was excited because they weren't all good Christian people, and I was hoping they would get me out in the world. Little did I know that volleyball would totally alter my life. I had never experienced anxiety before, and it hit me hard. Am I good enough for these people, these coaches? Why did I do that? Will they remember that? Will they hold it against me? With not having a firm grasp on my faith that time, I spent my days consumed by anxious thoughts. Going into sophomore year, my anxiety got worse. I was on a new club team and the JV team at school, and I felt like I had absolutely nothing going for me. My thoughts were out of control. I never felt good enough for volleyball, had feelings of having no worth towards family and friends, and I was so overwhelmed. I would overthink everything said to me. I was so distant from God, and because I didn't have a close relationship with him, I thought he wouldn't be there for me. I wore myself out to a point where in October of 2020, I didn't think it was worth being here and was so close to taking my life. I don't know what changed in my mind that night, but something told me don't do it. So instead of going through with my initial plan, I decided to write my mom a note and ask her for help. I started going to therapy and quit volleyball altogether. By the grace of God, I'm still here today. Having a chance to restart my mental health journey also gave me the chance to restart my faith that I'd lost along the way and pursue a relationship with God. That same year, I went to Pine Cove like I had done every summer, but this year was different. There was a shift in me. On the last night, they asked us to surrender what was heavy on our hearts. That night, I gave it all to God. Everything I had been struggling with that year, I gave it to him, and I asked him to walk with me. The peace that came afterward was amazing. I had found true rest. Exodus 33:14 says, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." As I considered my high school years, I started to get more plugged into my small group and got to know people that loved the Lord and also loved me. They had loved me even through my hardest times. I'm so grateful for what the Lord has done and the people he's brought into my life since that October. My story is not finished, as I still struggle with taking my thoughts captive, and it is hard to let God have all the control of my life and be satisfied with the way things are. But then I remember the verse that marks my life. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. If you can relate to my experience, here's how I would encourage you to respond. Even when you feel like the world is against you, the Lord has never left your side. He will always be there and will forever be there. This perspective totally alters your life because it means you can go to him about anything, whatever you want. My prayer is that you would not wait to be real with God and the people around you. Thanks for letting me share.